Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today, but we got a lot of news. And before we get started, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up. If you didn't like the episode by the end of it, you can just take it away. Also, hit that subscribe button. Make sure you always get your new Going In Raw content. Larson, kick us off. What's in the news?
So there's been a lot of rumblings of late about the possibility of Brock Lesnar returning to the WWE, perhaps for SummerSlam. Most recently, Andrew Zarian of the Matt Man podcast mentioned on a show, and these transcripts are from Inside the Ropes, quote, "I would say expect to see all the big names that make sense. Lesnar was early on for SummerSlam plans. They were trying to do something. I think the concept behind Lesnar is to justify what we're going to pay him, and we need more consistent touring schedules so we can build to this. And those appearances by Lesnar will help sell tickets. Obviously, now it's come to light today that Brock, who was on the alumni section of WWE.com, he's not there anymore. Guess where he's at?
Active roster.
Yes. You know, been times where it seems obvious that whatever's going on, like a digital, has no bearing on what's going on over here on creative. You know, sometimes left-hand, right-hand situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes wires get crossed. But that being said, I mean, this would be a hell of a way to announce that Brock Lesnar is back.
Yeah, right? That'd be weird. But no, I mean, it does. I mean, it'd be weird for just digital to be like sitting there, some dude in digital, let me move this guy over here. It's like Brock Lesnar. You don't touch that unless you know something. So SummerSlam, number one, Brock Lesnar. If anybody were to be crowned Mr. SummerSlam, it would be him, because he main evented, I think, something like 11 out of the past 15 or something weird like that.
Yeah.
And SummerSlam is the one show where they've never really been opposed to giving us a downer ending. And usually that's like Brock Lesnar destroying something, whether it was Cena that year or whatever.
Randy Orton.
2016.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let's say Brock is back for SummerSlam. What's the story you think it's going to be, and what's the story you would prefer to see, Larson?
Well, I mean, I think coinciding with the talk of Brock potentially being at SummerSlam is talk of Lashley finally getting his match against Brock.
Yeah,
which I think would be awesome for Bob Lashley. You know, if he walks into SummerSlam still WWE champion, beats Brock, that's pretty massive in terms of establishing Bob Lashley as champion.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
You know, understandably, there's story between that could be had between Roman and Brock and Paul Heyman. You know, everything we've been kind of hearing about SummerSlam that's been out there is that it might be Roman versus Cena, assuming they can get Cena to come back. But I mean, either way, however you put things together, that's two pretty huge main events.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Roman versus Cena, I would love to see. Roman versus Brock, I would love to see. Like, man, it's like you can't go wrong with either of those, Brock Roman or Brock Lashley. Like, I kind of would probably prefer it to be Brock Lashley just because I really want to see Bobby Lashley's reign as WWE champion be solidified. And that is the way to do it. If he's running around with fans there, and granted, I know Raw's been terrible, but if they're able to turn around the creative on a lot of the other aspects of Raw, you know, Bob Lashley as champion is not something I have an issue with. I really like that. And if you're going to solidify him as champion, a win over Brock Lesnar is the way to do it. Then Lashley is a made man. Then you're talking about how long is he going to have the title? Is he going to have it for an extended number of years? You know, what is this? What's going to happen here? On the other hand, yeah, you've got Heyman versus Heyman. Yeah. I'm sorry, Heyman getting involved there could be great. What are you going to say?
Yeah, just another aspect of Brock Lashley that would be advantageous for WWE is that you'd have Brock on Raw, which desperately needs some eyeballs on it.
Yeah,
Brock brings eyeballs.
Yeah, absolutely. But then, like I was saying, you know, or like you said, also, you know, the idea of Heyman being, you know, somehow writing that story where, you know, the tribal chief is going to try to get Brock Lesnar to acknowledge him. Oh boy, that's massive. So a lot of cool, you know, scenarios that could play out there. And then who knows if Cena is going to come into the mix as well. That could be a lot of fun. I mean, I definitely like to see Reigns and Cena as well. I mean, I know obviously we've seen it before. We haven't seen Head of the Table. I mean, with Roman the way he is, it's a clean slate. Like, you know, anybody who he's faced before, it ain't like it is then now. So yeah, I'd totally be into any of those situations.
Heck yes.
I'm glad
Heck
to see
yes.
Brock back.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So about a week ago, there was a lot of talk about rumors going around. No.
You just literally said you'd use
No,
the
I did. I just said rumors. I just said rumors.
You dipped into the U. You went rumors.
I did it. I just said rumors.
You did it again.
That's me just saying rumors. About WWE having talks with New Japan about forging some sort of exclusive partnership here in the United States. Mm-hmm. PW Insider offered up some details after those initial reports, saying that Daniel Bryan was the focus of those talks, whether he'd be able to find a way to wrestle for both WWE and New Japan. But then today, Dave Meltzer in the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter states that while Daniel Bryan was part of the initial talks, he hasn't been involved in recent discussions. Mm. Instead, Meltzer stating that the initial motivation for the talks was for WWE to enter an exclusive pact with New Japan and thus freeze out AEW from working with them. Meltzer believes that if such a deal is reached, it would involve NXT. And he also adds that while Nick Khan has been involved with these discussions, it was apparently not his idea to pursue talks with New Japan. You know, I in a lot of respects, a New Japan NXT thing would be great, because I feel like they give a little more freedom in terms of how they book things.
Yeah.
Like if you start getting into main roster stars with New Japan stars, these dream match scenarios, and you get into all the politics of who's going over, I feel like at NXT that might be less the case. However, if WWE gets into a deal with New Japan and doesn't explore at least some matches between main roster superstars and you know, like Okada, you know, the main event of New Japan, you're really dropping the ball. You know, people want to see Okada Orton. People want to see Cena Tanahashi. I know Cena Tanahashi wouldn't even happen given Cena's, you know, Hollywood schedule. But like, if you have matches that exist outside of title programs, you might have a little more freedom in terms of, all right, we'll work it out. So, you know, it's kind of even in terms of which companies wrestlers go over, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I like, dude, I feel you. Like, we want the dream matches. I'd be excited about the NXT thing for sure. I think that'd be great.
Same.
And yeah, you want that stuff. I wonder if it would be a needle mover in terms of, because, you know, main roster, I don't know. I don't know if the main roster audience would like if Okada showed up. They'd probably pop, right? Would they? Or would they be like, who's this guy?
No, I think Okada showing up, that'd be huge. I think even Kota Ibushi, given that he was in the Cruiserweight Classic, wrestled a couple matches in NXT afterwards. You know, I think the Kota Ibushi name brand has only grown since then. I think if Ibushi showed up, if Naito showed up, if Okada showed up, if Tanahashi showed up, you know, in front of a live crowd, I think a good portion of the crowd would know who they are and pop huge for them.
Possibly. I mean, I know for a fact that if it was the Full Sail CWC crowd, obviously they would go nuts. And you know, I think it'd be a huge, I mean, look, if you want to grow NXT, this is a hell of a way to do it. Oh, and I mean, totally. You know, let alone the fact that they might be doing this to freeze out AEW. That's fine. But honestly, like with the few smalls, it's not like AEW's blown open the forbidden door to New Japan. It's not like they've had some opportunity. I think New Japan is sort of feeling out AEW, you know, what we want to do with them. Now they're maybe going to feel out NXT. Hey, they're interested in working. Let's see what we want to do with them.
You know, who knows where we'd be in this forbidden door business had it not been for the pandemic. You know, who knows if it would even be a possibility. But now that, you know, there's you know, it's still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling's difficult.
Yeah.
So that might have precluded any, you know, grander plans that any party might have had in all this.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. It's difficult to know exactly, like, you know, what the backstage discussions have been, and you know, is New Japan just sort of moving, you know, sort of dipping their toes in, like we've seen LP and Impact and a couple other names, and obviously like Kenta showed up for like two episodes of Dynamite. But who knows if we would have seen a lot more had it not been for a pandemic. Who knows if we would have seen a lot less if New Japan's plans would have been a lot different. I don't know. It's difficult to tell a lot of stuff because of pandemic. But I don't know. It's all interesting stuff. It seems like, you know, we might end up with something that's kind of cool. Like, I mean, just even NXT working with New Japan is something that previously would have been unheard of.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I mean, we had heard before, God, who was it that said Triple H was asking him if he wanted to do some work with, it was Brody Lee. Hey, you want to do some, and maybe he's been sort of in the background pushing, and now he's got the opportunity. Hey, Dad, you know, we lost out in the ratings war, but, you know, they're trying to do some cool stuff. You want to try to do that cool stuff instead with NXT? I mean, you know, creative would be a hell of a lot better if it's NXT. And you have the names there that, you know, you got like your Coles and your Ciampa and Gargano and all those guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude, honestly, if given the option, if you know, Vince McMahon was like, hey, Steve, what would you prefer? NXT versus New Japan or main roster versus New Japan? I'd have to give it some thought because I honestly don't know. I'm like, man, well, I know where the good wrestling is. I know where the good creative is. I know who'd handle this best, and it's NXT. Otherwise, you're rolling the dice on main roster. They, you know, roll out Tanahashi, Okada, and Naito all as one group, get them in the ring, and who knows how that crowd's going to react? Who knows how main roster is going to treat them? Who knows what they're going to tell Randy Orton? Like, are they going to try to big league these guys in the middle of the ring on promos? You know, I don't know. I can't trust that they're not going to do that. So, but no, I think NXT it'll treat it with the proper respect. I'll be like, hey, these guys are a real threat. If it did like an invasion thing or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm interested in it. But I agree with you. Like if you open up this door, you should try to go all the way with it. I agree with that. You should at least.
I mean,
try.
You could start things out in NXT, let that go for a bit, you know, and then at least a handful of matches. 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Between main roster,
it'd be cool. I mean,
do a pay-per-view yeah,
of dream matches. Who wouldn't want that?
Yep,
I agree with you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
100%. 100%. Speaking of NXT, not only is the main roster, Raw, SmackDown, going back on the road soon, but according to Meltzer, NXT will start touring again starting in July, doing Florida's Coconut Loop.
Ooh.
Meltzer adds in the newsletter that, quote, the belief is that talent will be asked to get vaccinated as something mandatory because they're going to be running in some rural, heavy right-wing markets, and the feeling is that the fan base, with that fan base, they wouldn't be able to enforce a mask ordinance.
Why don't they just do, like, parking lot shows, put a tent up? Parking lot shows,
really should do.
Cameras out there. Like, what the hell? There's a thing called outside. They can do it there.
I know. 100%.
There are parking lots and fields.
I know. You see, the venues, they normally have these shows. Guess what's next to a parking lot?
Right.
The parking lot.
What the heck? I mean, wasn't the, they ran shows at like the Aftershock thing? That's outside, isn't it?
What's outside?
The Aftershock thing? Wasn't it?
Yes.
What it, yeah, yes. They did that stuff outside. Same with UK. You can have fans. Well, I don't know what the, I don't even know if they're letting people gather outdoors.
I don't know either.
But like the science says, you could do whatever you want out. You start coughing people's mouths and it just goes away.
Well, I mean, I guess that still wouldn't be advisable. Like right into someone's mouth. That'd probably be a bad idea.
No, man, it just drifts away.
All right, you go test that hypothesis.
No, I don't want to do that.
Exactly. Called your bluff, Steve.
You know who else called the bluff? Chris Jericho. Called the bluff on some dude on Twitter, apparently. Anyways, in some Dave Meltzer news. Well, I saw Chris Jericho responded to somebody on Twitter about this.
He said,
Dave Meltzer news, the Wrestling Observer himself, he's reporting that Chris Jericho is no longer under contract New Japan Pro Wrestling and states that the deal actually expired following Le Champion's bout against Hiroshi Tanahashi back at Wrestle Kingdom 14. While adding, quote, Harold Mage was negative on the contract due to the high cost, but others in the company had a different opinion even after the pandemic. New Japan is going to have to get its finances back on track to where they can afford that level of a deal. Yeah, man, they're running these shows with like 20 people in attendance. Like 20 people can be there at Dominion. That's it's going to be more than that. But that's crazy. Like, you know, they got hit really hard by COVID.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, yeah.
They shut down for months, you know, while still paying everybody, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, Jericho said something like, oh, real hot news you got there. The contract's been in, expired since day after Wrestle Kingdom, I think is what he tweeted to.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was like one of the dirt sheets or something like that.
Yeah.
Posted some stuff.
So speaking of New Japan, it's time to do our Dominion predictions. Based on how you're copying and pasting here from the notes, I'm guessing you haven't done them yet.
You got that right, buddy. I'm going to do it.
Heads up.
Yeah, I took a nap. I'm going to become Ultimo
at 11
on the fly. I was so tired today when I woke up. I was tired.
I'm tired every day, man.
And my neck. Well, I know now. I know what it's like to be you.
Yeah, tired.
I'm tired.
Having a sore neck.
A bad neck.
And how do you enjoy that feeling?
I feel a bit more well rested now that I took it. As long as you let me take a nap, I'm fine. Good to go. Gonna do this graduation tonight.
All right. Very well. So, anyways, first match on the card. You got the Ace, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Hirooki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, Yoshihashi and Sho taking on Team Bullet Club, Evil, Yujiro Takahashi, Crown Jewel Chase Owens, Taiji Ishimori, and LP. Steve, who do you got?
Oh, this is easy. Oh, wow, Enforcer. What are you doing with that? Dude, literally, this is 1, 2, 3, 4. There's one person on Team Tana Chaos that is eating pins, and that's Yoshihashi. Sho doesn't eat pins. Ishii doesn't eat pins. Sometimes he does. Goto generally doesn't eat pins. And Tanahashi sure shit doesn't. Meanwhile, over in Bullet Club, you've got an entire squad designed to eat pins.
Well,
except for maybe LP. I like LP.
Yeah, maybe Ishimori. Ishimori gets
some. Yeah, those two, they're a tag team. So like they kind of don't, but they do also. It's Team Tana. And I've got, hold on a second with this. I've got, how many matches are there?
Five
confidence points on Team Tanahashi.
Wow, five.
You got that right.
Wow. All right, you got to write it down. You didn't write anything down here.
Oh, sorry. You usually do when I yell it. When I yell it, you write it.
Fine. So I got Team Ace as well. I got 3 confidence points. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the results from the last 2 nights, and everything about the results led me to believe from the road 2 shows that Team Ace is picking up this win. Mm-hmm. Enforcer, going with a manic pick here. It's going with Team Bullet Club, 3 confidence points.
Wow.
Next, we have LIJ, Naito, Sonata, Bushi, taking on Suzuki Goon, Taichi, Zack Sabre Jr. I always want to say Dookie. I know it's not his name. Doki.
I know. Doki. Yeah. I always want to say Dookie, too.
Enforcers picking LIJ, 2 confidence points. Yeah. Likewise, I am picking LIJ, 4 confidence points. I feel like this match is going to motivate a tag title feud between probably Naito and Sonata, Sabre and Taichi, the dangerous techers. But to do that, I feel like Team LIJ has to get the win here. Neither Taichi or Sabre Jr. is probably eating the pin, but LIJ getting this win and then getting to a tag title program.
I mean, I'll be honest, it's a total toss up. It's a toss up. I don't know. Like the Dangerous Techers, they have the tag team titles. They've got that. Obviously, like both teams have, Doki, they got Bushi, they got guys who could eat pins. Naito going down at Dominion. I don't know if that's going to happen, but this Dominion is very different. This also honestly feels like a Road 2 show. They had the Dangerous Techers win those titles back on a Road 2 show.
Yeah, the first time.
I'm going to go with you chose Team LIJ, right? I'm going to go with Team Suzuki.
Wow.
Because, I mean, they are the champions. Bushi can eat that pin. Let's see here. I got 5 here. I got 4 there. I'm going to have 1 there. I'll have
2 or 3 then, huh?
3 here. I'll have 2 on Suzuki.
Oh, 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Next, we got for the junior heavyweight title, El Desperado, your champion, taking on Yo. Steve, who do you got?
I don't know. I'm just going to go with El Desperado. I got 3 confidence points. He's the champion. Figure he'll probably keep it. They seem to like him quite a bit. He's had this title for a little while now, hasn't he?
He won it in the spring. Late winter.
Yeah,
he got after Tanahashi Takahashi had to vacate when he got hurt.
Okay, so he's had it for a little while. Yeah, I have no idea what the story is. I have no idea what the story is. I'm just gonna say El Desperado 3.
Yeah, I got El Desperado 2 confidence points. I know Yo has just come back from injury himself.
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, I think it's occurred Genesis. But he and Sho are the junior tag champs now too. Mm-hmm. He's got a belt already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're gonna put 2 belts on him. So I'm going with El Desperado, 2 confidence points. Enforcer has Yo, 1 confidence point.
I love it. Because here's the thing. I have to sweep you and him. I have to get all the points for me to be ultimate because he has the Trios title. You have the IWGP title.
Back there, you can actually see it.
So, you know, in order for me to be Ultimo, I'm just running through this.
You got to get them. You basically have to kind of have to get everything right.
Probably, yeah. Like, I mean, there's not a lot of matches.
Only 5 matches. There's not a lot of room for error.
Yeah.
Next, Kota Ibushi versus Jeff Cobb. Enforcer's got Ibushi 5 confidence points. I too have Ibushi 5 confidence points. Jeff Cobb has been wrecking Kota Ibushi the entire build up to this match.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 2 Road 2 matches, I believe United Empire has been picking up wins over today. Team Ibushi.
Yeah.
This also leads me to believe that Kota Ibushi is going to get that win over Jeff Cobb. They got to get Kota Ibushi back in the title picture. I got Kota Ibushi 5 confidence points because, like, you got Kota Ibushi 4 confidence points.
Yeah,
huh?
You got that right.
All right, main event time for the vacant IWGP World Heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
Kazuchika Okada versus Shingo Takagi. Steve, who do you got?
So, originally, I've got Okada. I've got 1 confidence point on Kazuchika Okada. Here's the thing. I don't know if they're going to do this. They should do this. I love Shingo. I think he's great. But New Japan right now, what they need more than anything is some semblance of stability.
Yep.
You had this Will Ospreay title reign. They probably knew that he was hurt before they did this. And they put the title on him. The title is ugly. give him his old title back because it was beautiful, which they're probably not going to do that. But, like, you put it back in the hands of the Rainmaker, and you kind of just reset. You just reset your main title scene, and then you build Shingo to the point where he can get it off Okada over, like, the next 6 months or something. You have it happen at Wrestle Kingdom or something. But right now, your role with Okada, that's what you do. Unless, for all I know, I mean, it's even hard to gauge, I would think, like, crowds. Like, I know crowds love Shingo, but it's like, do you want him to win it at this two-hour Dominion? Like, if you want a big thing for Shingo, you know, Okada's won it before. He can win in front of 20 people at Dominion, you know? Like, the sort of dialed-down Dominion. Put it on, it's Okada, one confidence point.
Yeah, I got Okada one confidence point, too. You know, going back to, I think it was Voices of Wrestling, they report about when Ospreay got hurt, the original plan for that was for him to drop the title to Okada. The belt was going to go on Okada heading into Dominion. Who knows who his original opponent was going to be, whether it was going to be Shingo or somebody else. They hadn't announced that yet. Okada is stability. It's a safe pick. And you're right. If they're going to put that belt on Shingo, which he's more than deserved it based on the performances he's put on.
Oh, yeah. Match of the year. Perpetual
match
of the year.
You're going to put the belt on him.
Yeah.
It's got to be a moment. And that means in front of as many people as possible, not in front of a half full house. Mm-hmm. Okada gets the belt. At some point, yeah, Shingo's got to get that title. Enforcer. Yeah. Manic pick.
Love it.
Shingo.
Love it.
Four confidence points.
Man, that's great.
I picked Okada, but I'm rooting for Shingo 100%. I want him to win.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I do too. But, like, you know, I want to win titles too. So, you know, I'm on the road to Ultimo. So I gotta roll with. I gotta be rooting for the guy that I want to win. But no, I mean, look, this is gonna be a killer match. It's gonna be an absolutely killer match. So I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, let's see here. And then
so you and I only differ on terms of picks. This LIJ Suzuki Goon match. That's the only pick we have different. We have difference of confidence points. So it's going to come down to the second match on the card for us in a lot of respects.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know, but you never do. We don't know how confidence points are going to.
Yeah.
I've got one more in Desperado. You've got one more in Ibushi. So that's going to mess with things. I mean, yeah. So it's not going to come down. It's for you and me. It's not going to come down to the main event. Unless it does somehow. Yeah, no, you're right, because we have the exact same thing. First two matches. I don't know, El Desperado versus, I mean, that stuff, those matches, we have different confidence points, so it's possible those are going to affect our stuff. I don't know. It's too early in the morning for me to think about this stuff. It's already 12:40. Well,
in the afternoon, first of all. Let's talk Impact. That was on last night.
Yeah, it was.
We watched it. Fun show. Thanks to everybody who joined us for our co-stream. Kind of the highlight of this particular episode of Impact actually started before the Impact on BTI,
on being the impact,
which we call it, Iron Man match between Josh Alexander and TJP for the X Division title. Josh Alexander literally looked like he got hit by a car at the conclusion of this bout.
he was
beat to heck. Went to sudden death overtime. Josh Alexander retains 2-1. Caught about the last 35 minutes of it, and it was great stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, just a killer match. I think they have it up right now at like YouTube or
they're gonna put up on their YouTube the whole thing. They?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Just really, the finish was absolutely fantastic. They really know how to milk stuff. By the way, Slammiversary tickets are sold out. One on sale this morning. And oh boy, they're a bit pricey. Yeah. I looked at them. I was like, man, if I can get some for like $50, I might secure it just in case. Just in case I decide to take a whim trip. And I was like, $250, you're crazy, but you get a lot. It was a great deal. It's already sold out, but it's kind of cool.
What'd you get apart from your ticket to the show?
Oh, a ton. Like a here, meet and greet? I don't know. Let's see. Let me take a look. Rebecca here in our mod chat listed everything, because I think she's gonna be there. So hopefully we'll see her maybe in the front row. On top of that, like, I think it's just general admission. So like there was no. It wasn't
no front,
like,
row.
Oh, if you want front row, here, do this. So you get, number one, this is great, official Slammiversary t-shirt.
Okay, that's good.
Official Slammiversary mounted poster.
Oh.
A post-show commemorative photo ringside or on the entrance ramp with the actual official X Division Championship belt. So you get to like roam around, I guess, and do stuff.
Hold the actual X Division title.
Hey, let me ask them. Just taking a look at that place that they're shooting at. What do you think capacity is? A couple hundred?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot, right?
Because it's pretty small. I imagine they're going to have like maybe two rows. Maybe two rows.
You think that?
Around the rink.
Yeah.
They're still going to have people spaced out a little bit, I would imagine.
You would think so, yeah. You get a swatch of the official match used Slammiversary canvas.
You get to go up to it with a pair of scissors and cut your own chunk off?
No, but it says fans will have the chance to see the canvas be cut immediately after the pay-per-view.
All right.
But no, I was hoping they just give people scissors. Okay, go take a big chunk of it. People fighting over. This is generally speaking, it says Impact branded swag, complimentary water, soft drinks, chips, candy, and Robert Irvine's Fit Crunch protein bars, courtesy of Robert Irvine and his wife, Gail Kim. That's the connection. So you get all that stuff for $250. So, you know, a little pricey for me. If it was part of like a big weekend where there was like a ton of other stuff and like a convention, like you and I go out, it might be like, cause it's going to be a killer show. And I love being that close to the action. I think that is probably kind of worth it. But you know, just given that would just be a huge, I'd be spending like a grand for
between flight and accommodations and yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't really have that money.
Kind of cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Other matches last night, Jake something defeated Rohit Raju in a tables match. That was a really solid bout too.
Yeah.
Hogan and Steels retained the tag titles against Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering. We had a video package about the debut of Steve Macklin, formerly known as Steve Cutler.
Yeah. People have been posting this guy talk about like a well-kept secret. Like, you know, I saw a promo of his on Twitter that he just cut like on his own video. It looked awesome. Like he's super intense. Like he looks like a freaking WWE main roster guy. And then this was just cool. It was just him. He had like a little
a bottle of Jameson.
Some Jameson. And it was just like his boots. And then it showed him and it was like, oh, man. And then like a skull. It says Macklin. Very A-team like. I'm looking forward to seeing what this Soldier of Fortune is going to bring to the table. Besides his bottle of Jameson.
Yeah. Kojima making his Impact Wrestling debut defeated Diener. Yeah, those chops. And then the main event, Sami Callihan defeated Moose by DQ after the Good Brothers and Kenny Omega interfere. After that, Scott D'Amore is giving Don Callis all sorts of crap about that. And he wants to make the Against All Odds match for the titles, a triple threat bout between Kenny, Moose, and Callahan. And Don Callis is like, well, you know, Sami Callihan, Tony Khan doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to prove anybody who's going to compete for the AEW title, I guess, or for the against Kenny. And Scott D'Amore says, well, okay, that's fine. I thought of that. Tony Khan is going to be on Impact next week to negotiate.
9 days. 9 days from tonight. 9 days.
Well, seven. Sweet.
Six days. Six days now. Today. That's cool stuff. Yeah, because that was kind of a lame finish to the match. You got to figure they're going to do something like that. Kind of surprising Tony Khan's going to be on. So that's kind of fun. That's cool. We haven't seen him in the Impact Zone for a little while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. So we do have an AEW night. We also have a SmackDown. Steve is going to a graduation tonight. So Enforcer and I will be doing our recap of SmackDown. I'll be kind of watching AEW the side of my eye, my TV here, perhaps. While we're doing our recap, much like we did last week. Let's talk SmackDown first. First entry here, Rey and Dominic Mysterio put their SmackDown tag team titles on the line against the Usos. How likely is the Usos walk out of SmackDown with those titles?
Oh, man. If it's the main event, then it's totally 100% going to happen. Also, like, you know, who do you think – is Dom going to turn on Rey? Is, like, the guy who mystery attacked Rey, is it just Dom? Are they doing like my fantasy book that I did on Wrestle? Is that happening? Like, are they actually going to have Dom be like, hey, I want to go be a party guy with the Dirty Dogs. So I'm going to turn on my dad because I'm tired of carrying him on my shoulders, literally.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, they've done two matches now where, like, basically they haven't, like, one guy's been attacked, the other guy, you know, has to come and make the save. That's going to come back to bite him somehow because they're not like a normal tag team. They just do that stuff. So yeah, I think it might happen. It might happen unless they take it to Hell in a Cell.
They could. They could. Roman could interfere, and you know, it's obvious that he doesn't want the Usos to be tag champs.
Yeah, yeah.
So he could get involved. Kevin Owens challenging Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental title, I believe. It doesn't say here it's a title bout. But Commander Aziz will be barred from ringside.
I don't know how that's gonna happen. And then they bring up who attacked Rey Mysterio last Friday on SmackDown. Maybe it's a call up. Maybe it's Dom. I don't know. Maybe it's, well, it's not Buddy Murphy. He's gone. And then Bianca Belair prepares a challenge for Bayley. Are we gonna get some more obstacle course type stuff?
Oh, that was a fun segment.
That was a really fun segment. I'll never forget Otis out of nowhere. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. That was great.
We got AEW night as well. Inner Circle. They're going to do their Stadium Stampede victory lap tonight.
Okay, that's good. That'll set up MJF versus Jericho and
All Out, probably
3 months
not
time.
Sooner.
Yeah.
Sting and Darby Allin, they got something to say. I'm sure they'll be interrupted. Red Velvet versus The Bunny. This match should be really good. Another match that should be really good. Young Bucks versus Pac and Penta.
I'll have to watch that.
We got a Mark Henry interview.
Oh, I hope he's not wearing a salmon-colored jacket.
Christian Cage, Steve Sarrett Wrestling, and Jungle Boy teaming up to take on Private Party. Nick Camarado versus Dustin Rhodes in a bull rope match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Britt Baker will have her championship celebration. And then Cody Rhodes and Lee Johnson will be teaming up to take on Anthony Agogo and QT Marshall.
They're going to try to retcon that win from Cody, have Lee Johnson eat this pin here with a gut punch.
And then Agogo's probably going to beat the heck out of Cody at the end.
Yeah, you think they're going to roll that? You're going to run that back? You think they're gonna, they usually don't like do really rematches, do they?
They don't really do a whole lot of rematches, no.
They might. I mean, Cody's like, well, who else am I going to fight? There's nobody left on my island. I got to fight him again.
I know. Maybe they'll do something where Agogo beats up Cody real bad tonight, write Cody off TV for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back and they have another match at All Out. But yeah. The math on that would lead you to believe that Cody would beat him at All Out again, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he'd come back with like black hair or something.
And then explain it with like a totally, you know, like unrelated reference. Oh, like when Superman died and he came back, his hair was different.
Yeah. That was so weird. Cody's such a nerd. That should be fun. I'll check that out. I mean, it is sort of beside, I mean, Young Bucks versus Pac Penta, that's like must see right there. Beyond that, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, well, it's Friday. I'm not sure they would have done this particular lineup if it was Wednesday. They might have had a couple more fireworks, but it should still be pretty entertaining, man. It's AEW. They'll put on a good show regardless.
Totally.
Anyways, that's going to do it for today's News Beef. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Like we said at the head of the show, give this video a thumbs up. We would appreciate it. Helps grow the show. Hit that subscribe button, and then, yeah, join Larson and the Enforcer tonight for some WWE SmackDown recap. Until next time, we'll talk to you later. You totally used the voice for rumor, by the way.
I just said rumor. That's how I say rumor. Rumor.
Rumor. I heard that.
No, I didn't do that. I just said rumor.